Now, how many in here does not have a prayer card, but you want Jesus to heal you? Raise up your hand. All right? It's just everywhere. Now, you please. Remember, while one's being healed here, there's dozens healed out there. You remember this. You pastors, after I'm gone a long time, you'll hear women coming, men coming, stomach trouble left, pastors got well. You just can't call them all. There's just so many. But God bless it. Just keep believing. God will grant. God's out there. This is just merely that you might know that He is and a rewarder of those. Now, how many know that Jesus Christ, when He was here on earth, that a woman touched His garment, and He turned around and said, "Who touched me?" And all of them denied it until He found the woman, what her trouble was, and told her and said her faith had healed her. How many know that? Well, if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, and the Bible said He's a high priest, right now that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmity. Is that right? Well, then if He's the same high priest, He'd have to act the same, wouldn't He? Or if you believe it now with all your heart. Go to pray for these here. Now let's bow our heads. Lord God, I bring to You these handkerchiefs. People are waiting for them, Lord. We're taught in the Bible that they're taken from the body of St. Paul. Handkerchiefs or aprons. Unclean spirits went out of people, and they were healed. We know we're not St. Paul, but we know that You're still Jesus. And it wasn't St. Paul to begin with. It was You, Lord. But they've seen that Your servant had been blessed by You, and he was Your representative. They had faith. Lord, these people are just as loyal. They believe when they see these things happen. I pray, God, that You'll bless these handkerchiefs for their intended purpose. And one writer said that when Israel was cut off by the Red Sea from the Promised Land, that God looked down through that pillar of fire with angry eyes, and the Red Sea got scared and moved back. Israel went on its road to the Promised Land. God grant tonight that not only You will look through the pillar of fire, but through the blood of Jesus, and look at the enemy that's got these people cut off from hell. And may the devil get scared when these handkerchiefs are laid upon them as the token of this meeting tonight. And may he move away and the people go on to that promise of good health. Grant it, Father. I send him for that purpose in Jesus' name. Amen.
Would the audience please come to the audience presence? Please come to the audience.
You may get your handkerchief immediately at the service. Now, here we are. Now, as soon as they take me from the meeting, let some of you minister brothers know. You have just the same right that any other man does. God answer your prayer just the same as He'll answer mine. He'll answer anybody's prayer that will believe what we're praying for. Okay? Now, usually I don't pray for the people. It's a divine gift to make people recognize that Christ is not dead, but is a living. Well, if he's a living, surely he keeps his word. Now, you out there that has not a prayer card, you just keep praying. Look this way and say, "Lord, I'm going to believe You with all that's within me. I'm going to believe. Let me touch Your garment. If you're real sick, tell God, say, the doctor says I'm going to die. But Lord, Your promise says I can live. So I'm looking to You, confirm it to me tonight. Brother Branham don't know me. But just let him turn around. And you confirm it to me through him. And let him act in the same way that you acted when the woman touched your garment. See if he'll do it. If he don't, I'm a false prophet of his word. If he does, I've told the truth, and he is alive. If he's dead, we can be a Mohammedan, Buddha, don't make any difference to psychology anyhow. But if he's a living, he's a living God. I just be real reverent and pray. Don't doubt, but believe. Prayer line. Listen. Got all the people got lined up? All right. Now, as soon as this prayer line ends, I want the minister to come right up here. Some of you brothers, continue on the prayer line just as we go on. Let everybody be prayed for. Now, I suppose that everybody in here realizes that you're all strangers to me. The only person really that I could say I know is two men, as I know one right here and one here. That's Brother Golden, the brother here. I ought to know this man, but somehow I can't call it. I don't know yet. No, I don't. Look like I've seen you somewhere. How many out there strangers to me and I know nothing about? Raise up your hand. I do see Brother and Sister Woods sitting there. Sitting back there, the neighbor's going to be sitting right back there in the middle aisle. He was a Jehovah Witness. I wish we had time to tell what happened, Brother Banks. We haven't. How many of you heard the story of the resurrection of the little fish not long ago on the waters? Raise your hand. Read it in the book. Brother Woods sitting right there was present. It did take place. He was told the day before. Is that right, Brother Woods? Many of the things. You just see the little side of it. Just watch right here. That would almost get you to wonder. You ought to follow along a while. Look what the Queen said about that gift. She said, "Blessed are the man that minister with you that sees this great thing daily." See? They go along and see what takes place. Well, what takes place? The meeting's an amateur thing here. The great visions take place out of the meeting. You're doing this with your own faith. You're using God's gift here now. But when God uses His own gift, it's a lot different. The woman touched him, and he felt virtue go from him. But God gave his son a vision, sent him away. Or Jesus said, "I don't do nothing until the Father shows me first." Is that right? St. John 5:19. Everything he did, the Father showed him by vision what to do. Except the people touched him like that, then their faith pulled it. Or the Pharisees who criticized him, he could perceive their thoughts. That wonderful one, friend, is your tonight. How many has ever seen a picture of it? Raise your hand. It's right there in the building. They got it. You know about those pictures? You bring them up to the platform to show them? Oh, they never brought them up. Wish I had one here, but I have it now. However, they're back there. That same angel is not 5 feet from where I'm standing right now. And if I ever see you again to the day of judgment, find out whether that's true or not when we answer that day. Don't pay no attention to the messenger. Listen to the message. All right, which is the lady? This here? You? Come just a little closer. That's all. I suppose we're strangers to each other, lady. I do not know you. Never seen you in my life. That's right, would you just raise up your hand so people see? Now, here's a picture of St. John 4. Now, everyone be real reverent. Whether he will or not, I don't know. If he does, I've read it to you from the book. How many was here last night? Raise your hand. Oh, the whole awesome audience here. How he told, just went word by word, what he done, what he did. I'm going to review that again. Here's a man and a woman, just like St. John 4, when a man and a woman met for the first time in life. Perhaps the woman was a lot younger than Jesus was, as it is here again tonight. A man and a woman meet. Now in St. John 4, Jesus was sitting at a well, something like this here, and a woman come out to get water. He said, "Bring me a drink." She said, "It's not customary for you Jews to ask Samaritan questions." He said, "But if you knew who you were talking to, you'd ask me for a drink." How many know that story? What was Jesus doing? Contacting her spirit. And when he found out her spirit, what was her trouble, then he told her what her trouble was. And then he said, "Go get your husband." She said, "I had no husband." He said, "You've had five, and the one you're living with now is not your husband." What did she say? She said, "Sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. We know when the Messiah comes, he'll do these things. But who are you?" He said, "I'm he that speaks to you." Now that was the sign of the Messiah. Is that right? And she ran into the city, and what was what she told her people? "Come see a man who told me the things I've done. Isn't this the very Messiah?" When he did that to a Jew, what did that Jew say? "Rabbi, you are the Son of God. You're the King of Israel." But the big starchy church stood around said, "That man's a fortune teller, the devil. They're in hell tonight. Nathaniel's name's immortal. He's immortal with us."
So is the woman at the well. Now, if Jesus remains the same yesterday, today, and forever, I don't know the woman, don't know her nationality, don't know nothing about her. But he can tell me. And if he can tell me what's wrong with the woman, or something in other life that did the woman at the well, let her be the judge. Now, if I said, lady, you're sick, we'll lay my hands on you. Hallelujah. You're going to get well. She can believe that. That'd be all right. That'd be all right. And if that's the gift God gives you, brethren, stay with it. That's where God wants you. You'll never make an eye if you're an ear. Remember that. You'll only mess up the body until you get your right place and abide there in your calling. If your deacon stay a deacon, your pastor stay a pastor, don't try to be something that you're not. Be just what you are. If you're just a finger or a fingernail, be a good one. God will give you a place in glory. Now, if the Holy Spirit will reveal to me that what you're here for, what your trouble, or something else you know I know nothing about, then you know that'll have to come from the Holy Spirit. It's some spirit, but it has to be. How many will witness that? It has to be from some spirit. Now, if it comes and has to be preached the gospel, as a minister of the gospel, right from the Bible, year after year, I'm 49 years old, I've saw babies since I was just a baby boy, in other words, 2 years old, not one time has one ever failed out of a million. Won't fail now, because it's God. Can't fail. Now, you know a fortune teller, Jesse's telepathy is that you take a number, let me concentrate and see what number. That's nonsense. It ain't even 10% right. Nothing. God's perfect. This is not back in some room under a Ouija board, right out there in plain view of 2,000 feet or more. Perfect. Our first time meeting. God knows you, and he knows me. And if he will, by his mercy, let the blessed Holy Spirit, who will stand in his presence someday to give an account of our lives, if he will let me know what's wrong with you, or something like you did the woman after all, something you know I know nothing about, you will receive and believe that he's true and it is Christ. Will you believe it? May he grant it. Now, if the audience can still hear my voice, the lady's plenty aware that something's going on. Between me and the woman stands that light like a pillar of fire. And it bypasses the woman. It stands out to her side. She's not here for herself. She's here for somebody else. That's right. And it's something about an accident. It's an automobile accident. It's a girl. It's your niece. She was in an automobile accident in the hospital now. And there's nothing wrong with her, really bad with her head. And you've been sent here to stand in her place to ask for prayer. Thus saith the Lord. Now you be the judge. Was that all right? If it is, wave your hand like this. Now whatever you ask, the light that is with you, he said that, has blessed the person that you're standing for. Go back and don't worry. You have what you asked for. Be real ready. Does Jesus live? Do you believe that was the Holy Spirit? All right, then you just do greater things than this. I suppose this is our first time meeting. We're strangers to each other. I do not know you. I've never seen you. That's right, just so the people would understand and know that I do not know you. If the Lord Jesus will reveal to me what you're troubled about, or something you know that I know nothing about, Would you believe then that he's interested in your trouble? All right, now you can take your hand down just a moment. Now just be whatever it is, I don't know. But if it's sickness, then I could heal you. You're a woman about the age of my mother, I suppose. And if I could do anything for you and wouldn't do it, I wouldn't be fit to stand behind this pulpit. No, sir. I love my mother. And you're maybe somebody's mother. And here I stand tonight to do everything I can to help you. And the only thing I can do is to say what the Bible says, Jesus is raised from the dead to make good any promise that he died for. Now, if he will reveal to you just like he did in the Bible, then you will believe me to be his servant. I've told the truth according to his word, and he's confirmed it by making it real to you. I'll be real ready. It's not yourself that you're wanting prayer for. It's somebody else. And that's a little child. And I see it, and it's in a terrible condition. You're the grandmother of the child. The child looks to be about 7 or 8 years old. And it's both deaf and dumb and mentally afflicted. And that child is from not here, just around here, you're not visiting the place. It's the level country more. It's Georgia. That's where the child is from. That's God of the law. You be the judge. You believe now? Go receive it the way that you have believed it. May it be unto you in the name of the Lord Jesus. All right. Be reverent. I guess this is our first time of meeting. The Lord God knows. We'll judge us both.
You don't know me, but I've been in your meetings before.
I don't know you, but you've been out in my meetings just like that.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't know you. I have no way of knowing you at all. All right. Then if the Lord will let me know what you're here for, what's wrong with you, or something that you know that I don't know, then you will accept it as being from Christ. Do you believe me to be his servant? You're not here for yourself. It keeps being a man to come before me. And it's your brother. If God will reveal to me what's wrong with your brother, will you believe me to be his prophet? Your brother has lung trouble, and he's got something wrong with his lip. That's right. He isn't here either. It's Georgia, too. Right? Not only that, but you got a younger man, a young man looks like coming before me. It's got something wrong with his blood. And he's not in this country, but a country's something like it. He's from Tennessee. And it's your son-in-law, and he has diabetes. Thus saith the Lord. Believe now. Go and receive what you ask for in the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe? We are strangers to each other. I do not know you, but God does know you. Can he reveal to me what you're here for? Would you believe it? Now be real reverent. Ladies, you're shattered to death. Only God can have mercy on you. You are aware of what the trouble is. It's a tumor, and the tumor is cancerous, and it's in the head. You got one in your mouth. You got one in your stomach. But God is a healer. Do you believe that? Then believe me now, and it'll all leave you. You believe God will hear my prayer? Then I curse the thing in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, out of the woman in you. Now go rejoice and thank God. Get well. If thou canst believe, all things are possible. Thou can't be real reverence. I'm watching a young woman here. The light of God keeps hanging over the woman. But no vision breaks. You believe me to be his servant, the Christ servant? I've never seen in my life. But God knows you. If the Lord God shall reveal to me what you're standing here for, will you believe me to be his servant? Will the audience do the same? Now all of you, I'm so weak, and all of you look like one person sitting there. You can hardly differentiate which is big and which isn't. Your trouble is back trouble, and it's rectal trouble. Your wife's here too, isn't she? She wants prayer too. She had a prayer card, but it wasn't called. Do you believe God can tell me what's the trouble? You got trouble with your eyes? With her head, you got hay fever. That's right, isn't it? You're not from here. They saw something that's camping, North Carolina. Mr. Duvall, that's what your name is. Return home. God has answered your prayer for both you and mine. Go and may God be with you. This volume. You're from Chattanooga. I don't know you, but you got trouble with your feet, and you got low blood pressure. That's right. Don't you see it? You're already healed. Jesus Christ has made you well. Your heart trouble is peace, lady. Go home, rejoice, and say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Believe with all your heart, and you reverence. How do you do, Sonny? You're a mighty fine little boy. You like Sunday school? You love Jesus? Now when Jesus was on earth, he took little boys like you that were sick, and he would tell them what was wrong with them, and would bless them. And then he laid his hands up on them and blessed the little children. Well, they got all right, didn't they? But Jesus died, he rose again, went up into heaven. Then he sent back his Holy Spirit. And his Holy Spirit's here now, and he has to use somebody's hands, he has to use somebody's mouth, he has to use somebody's eyes. Do you believe you let me see what was wrong with you? Would you believe Jesus and Jesus standing there? Not me, him. Do you believe that? I keep seeing two little girls. Here's the little lad sitting right back there. It's the ass medicine getting with both of them. That's right. Stand a little lad up back there. That's right, Dad. God bless you. Your faith has, Satan's already took by at that end. That dark streak between the two children has death. Your heel, go on your own home rejoicing. Both of you. God bless you, brother. That's the way it is. Have faith in God.
Oh, isn't he Jesus? What did they touch? What the people touching? Not me. You're touching the Lord Jesus. You think that God be with the believer and you get well? Go on your road and say, thank you, Lord. Believe with all your heart. Come, sir.
I do not know you. Just a moment. This man's got stomach trouble. That man, something like that, got that pain. That thing there has got stomach trouble too. You were praying, and you're both healed. Jesus Christ makes you both well. Go on home and eat what you want to. God has made you well. And you had stomach trouble also, so you're healed at the same time. Just keep on going and praising God. Oh, the Lord Jesus lives and reigns. Do you believe? Have faith now. Don't doubt. The lady sitting out of your end of the seat, suffering the therefore sin. You believe the Lord God will make you well? You believe it, you can have it. Sitting second in there with got kind of a heart trouble and a tumor. You believe God heals you? All right, you can have your healing. Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. What if I told you you were healed, didn't say nothing about it, would you take my word for it?
Amen.
Go on, shout the praises of God. Come, lady. What if I didn't say nothing to you, just said you were healed, would you take my word for it? Then the diabetes is left in.
Oh.
Thank you, Lord. When you raised up from that seat, something felt funny to you, didn't it? Your back trouble left at that time. So you go on your road to rejoice and say, thank you, God. You have a nervous condition which creates a heart condition. You're healed. Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord God. Your main thing is nervousness. It's because you have a peptic ulcer in your stomach you can't eat right. There's a group of them out here suffering with the same thing, that nervous condition. Let me show you. All are suffering with nervous condition. Stand on your feet. Now, how would I call that thing there? There you are. Just remain standing and stand like this, sister. Come believe me. Same thing as that man, the nervous stomach, just the same thing. Stand right here. Just keep raising up. Having faith, don't doubt. Believe in God if you believe with all your heart. All right, come right along. Bring right along. All right, sir. All right, lady, you standing right here. You won't have to have the operation if you really believe all your life. Tumor will leave. Everybody with tumors out there, any type, stand up on the feet. Stand right back over your side. Do you believe with all your heart? Everybody's got anything wrong with them. Stand up on your feet just a minute. Now, do you believe God? Do you believe that what I have said is the truth? Is Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever? How many of you are believers and raise your hands like this? Now, while you've got your hands raised, lay them over on somebody who has got their hands raised. Now lay your hands over now. I want you to do just what I tell you. Right back to the rest of your prayer line. Lay your hands out on each other. Now, I want you to pray this prayer after me. While I say it, you pray it. Lord God, creator of heavens and earth, author of everlasting life, giver of every good gift, I truly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He has raised from the dead. He has sent forth His Holy Spirit to continue His ministry in the church until He returns in a physical body.
I now believe that he is present, and I am a believer. And he promised this: these signs shall follow them that believe. If they lay their hands on the sick, they shall recover. Lord, I'm praying for the person that I have my hands on. As I pray for them, and they pray for me, let your Holy Spirit drive every doubt to my mind, that I may receive you as my healer. I will serve you all the days of my life. I testify to your glory. Lord, upon your word and your promise, I now believe that I am healed. Now, O God, in the command of devils that depart from this place, in the name of Jesus Christ, there it is. You have it now. You are healed, every one of you. I pronounce you well.
The Spirit of God is upon me as His humble servant to minister in the name of His Son, Jesus. The angel of the Lord, which you see on the picture, is here at this platform, thus saith the Lord. And I take every spirit of every person in here under my control for God's glory. Do as you are told to be done. You shall see the glory of God. Be reverent. All right, Frank, is this the man? All right. Knowingly, there's not a person here that I know outside of Dr. Bailey that I can see. All of you strangers to me. But you look to Christ now. Find out if that angel of the Lord, that pillar of fire back there, if that's the same spirit that's on Jesus Christ, it'll produce his life tonight. If it produces any other life besides this, it isn't him. If it does, every tree is known by the fruit it bears. Then there's the scientific world knows it, and the church knows it. What will you do with it? In the Bible, there was a man by the name of Philip who went and found his friend Nathanael and brought him to the meeting the first time that Jesus had ever met Nathanael. And he said to him, "You're an Israelite, and you there's no God." He said, "Why did you know me, Rabbi?" And he told him where he was, or something was on his heart, before he came to the meeting. And he recognized him to be the Christ. Would you do the same thing, young man? I don't know you. Are we strangers to one another? I spoke to you this morning going to breakfast. All I said was how to do something like that. That's the only meeting we've ever had. I have no more idea what you're there for, sir, than nothing in the world. You're just a young man, is all I know. God knows you. I did not discourse with you or say anything to you or ask you any questions, or you told me nothing. Is that right? That's right. If the Lord will tell me what's your trouble. Now, if I said, "You're sick, go lay my hands on you, go get well," you could believe that. But then what if the Lord goes back down in your life and gets something that you know I know nothing about? Then that'll have to be a miracle. Anyone knows that a miracle is something that cannot be explained. That would be a greater miracle. And for this, my brother, sitting here, lines up the wheelchair and walk. Our persistence. Greater miracle. Now, if he does, then what does it? Now, here I am. You realize where I'm sending you, Christian? Anybody want to walk there and take this place? You're welcome. Take the prayer line. You're welcome. Everyone in that prayer line that knows that I don't know you, raise up your hands. Everyone in that prayer line. You ever will? Everyone out in here that knows I don't know you, raise up your hands. Now, see, no slip up. It has to be God now or I told a lie. But if you stand for him, he'll stand for you if you're called to do so. Now, here I am, my hands to God. We don't believe in swearing, but both of us had our hands up that we've never met before in life. Just a man walked at the platform. If the Lord God will reveal to me what you're here for, if you're sick, I couldn't heal you because I have no power to heal you. But if the Lord God would tell me what you're here for, your trouble, like you did the woman at the well or something like that, would you believe that He loves you and would want to give you what you desire? All right, that's good. Would the rest of the audience believe it when you see me and the boy here both for the sight of God's Bible here with our hands in the air? They are never met before. No more than He said how to you this morning, I said how to you to Him. Now there has to be something happening. Now here it is. God's got to speak or I'm alive. And if He doesn't, then His word's wrong. Because He promised He'd do it. He said, I am the vine, you are the branches. The works that I do shall you also. Now, for you out there that have some prayer cards, you pray. You say, Lord, let Him turn to me like He did there. I may be a little skeptic, Lord, but forgive me. And let Him tell me. I know He don't owe me. It'll take all those doubts out of my heart. See if He don't even do it. As I say, I've never met you. We were probably born years apart, miles apart, our first time to have a conversation. But if the God of heaven, who fed you all your life, that knows you and He knows me, if He will tell me your trouble, will you believe me to be His prophet or His servant? If the audience can still hear my voice, the young fellow standing many, several feet from me, but between me and him stands that light, and the young man's aware that something's going on. What it is, I see he's not standing here for himself. I see a child up here. It's a little girl. She's got polio. God bless you, son.
May the Lord God bless you for His presence.
God be with you, son. Do you believe? What is it? The Queen of the South comes from the uttermost parts of the earth. Just hear the wisdom of Solomon by gift, and behold, a greater, not me now, a greater than Solomon is here, the Holy Ghost. The same Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is up on Christ, working in His church. If that young man would have never believed, it would have never happened. This woman here, I do not know you, lady. I've never seen you in my life. This is our first time meeting, is it? If it is, would you just raise up your hand? All right. Take St. John 4, just now, for an example. See if Jesus lives today, if He's raised from the dead. A man and a woman met the first time in life. A Samaritan woman and a Jewish man. Jesus was sitting at the well. The woman come up to draw water. He asked her for a drink. She said, not customary, segregation. And Jesus went to talking to her until He found where her trouble was. And He told her where her trouble was. How many ever read the story? And He told her trouble. Said, go get your husband and come here. She said, I have none. That's why she got five. And she said, sir, she never called Him a devil. She never called Him a fortune teller like the preacher did. She said, sir, I perceive that you're a prophet. She knew more about God than the preachers did, though she was a prostitute. She said, I perceive that you're a prophet. We know when the Messiah cometh, that'll be the sign of the Messiah. The Messiah shall tell us all things. Does the Bible say that? Say amen to that. Then if that was the sign of the Messiah, then if He's raised from the dead into the living, it's the sign of the Messiah tonight. Or He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, here's the woman. We're not the same age. First time we've ever met. Never met you in my life. Know nothing about you. And if God will reveal the secret in your heart to me, then it'll have to come through some power. Be up to you. If you say it's the devil, then you get his reward. You say it's God, you get his reward. I don't know you. God does. I'm just a man. The lady, if the audience can still hear my voice, she seems to be leaving from me. She's very conscious that something's going on. And the woman is suffering with something wrong with her feet. She has a foot trouble. That's right. If that's right, raise up your hand. How would I know it? Would you say I guessed it? Let me show you. God grant her, if he will. Be reverent. She's a good person. Let me talk to her just a little longer, if we have to cut the line a little. Talk to her so you'll see. I don't know what I told you. Ever what it was the truth. Because it wasn't me speaking, it was something else speaking. I'd be just like that microphone, a mute, unless something speaks through it, you can't talk. I could say nothing wrong with you or about you, not knowing it, unless something spoke through me. It has to be. You believe it was God? You do. Thank you. You shall see greater things than this. Jesus said that to Nathaniel. Yes, I see the woman coming back. It's her feet. And they're that bad. And she's had 1, 2, 3 operations on those feet. That's correct. And by the way, you are a nurse to begin with. That's right. You have to stand on your feet. That's true. Do you believe me to be God's prophet? I'll tell you something else. You're a church member. You go to church. And your church, you're a Baptist. That thus saith the Lord. That's right. Raise your hand. Go home and be well. Your faith makes you whole. Amen. You believe? Just have faith in God. We are strangers to each other, I suppose, ladies. Our first time meeting. If the Lord God has something happened, just a minute. I've seen a dark shadow pass in the spirit, and it isn't this woman. Now somebody touched him. Over in the corner here. Epilepsy. You have epilepsy, don't you, lady? Far out. That was that dark spirit. Don't worry. You believe God with all your heart? Go home and they'll leave you. Have faith in God. I want to see. Just a minute. Lady, did you have a prayer card? You don't have a prayer card? You didn't have a prayer card. I don't know you, do I? Never know you? You never had a prayer card? All right. But your faith, you touched something. What did you touch? Your faith touched the high priest. He turned around. The devil got excited. That's what happened. Just reject it. When it starts again, just turn it down. Walk away. You'll get well. You, lady. You believe me to be his servant? If God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe with all your heart? You're suffering one thing with something that puts around your arm. A doctor's pumping up. It's high blood pressure. That's right. I see you in a doctor's office. He's pumping the blood up and he says it's high blood, too high for your age. That's right. Kind of heavy, man. Correct. Now, you know I wouldn't know that. I wasn't there with you. But I was just a moment ago. God knows everything that you've done. Now, do you believe? Just a moment. There's something else wrong with the woman, too. Because I've seen him do something else. Yes, he's examined. You got a heart trouble. That's the truth. And you've got a skin trouble. And that skin trouble is odd. It's underneath your arms. That's right. And you got trouble with your head. Do you believe God knows who you are? Miss Pearl? That's exactly right. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. Amen. You know when it happens. Just have faith in God. Mr. Dear, I don't know you. Never seen you in my life. But God knows you. If God will reveal to me what you're here for, will you believe me to be his servant and will accept it? What you're here for me to pray for, is your eye. Now, someone's going to say, sure, she had glasses on. That's the reason he said it. No, it wasn't. Let's find out. You got nerve trouble, too. A bad nervousness. That's right. Eyes and nervousness. Miss Matthews, you can go on your road home and be well. Jesus Christ healed you. That took all the doubt out of it. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't doubt. Now, you see it getting so weak? The audience is beginning to get blinded out like to me. Just believe. Now have faith. Now the Jesus here at the platform, working this way, is just the same Jesus out there. Do you believe it? The lady sitting out there with that skin disease. Skin trouble. You believe the Lord will make you well? You do? All right. You can have your healing. The lady next there has another cross from his second has a skin disease too. That's right. Now, if you believe me to be God's prophet, put your hand on the woman in the middle of you. She has diabetes. Put your hand on her, and you can all be well. You believe? What did they touch? They touched the high priest. Not me. I don't know. I never saw him in my life. Have faith in God. See? Just believe. Ever who that was that he called, wherever it was. You say, how is it done, Brother Ben? I just watch that light, the way it goes. And the light stands over somebody, breaks, and I watch the vision, what happens. Jesus said, I do nothing until the Father shows me first what to do. Is that right? Thank God. He saw in a vision what to do, or he told something wrong. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the Son can do nothing in himself but what he sees the Father doing. Then they called him a fortune teller. The Spirit of God. What is a fortune teller? A perverted spirit. The devil. Fortune tellers don't preach the gospel and call to repentance and pray for the sick and so forth. It's your faith in God. He's a living God. Just be reverent. Someone, please. I keep seeing a younger woman in you, but I don't know where she's at. Keeps leaving. Be reverent now. Wave back towards the back. I can't tell you how many. Worse that, it's a man sitting right here, the light's right over him. He's got a gallbladder trouble. He's praying for it. Way back towards the end, he's praying also for his father-in-law, which is a cripple. Do you believe, sir? Raise your hands if you believe. If that's the truth, wave your hands like this. You have no prayer card? No. All right, go home and find it the way you believe it, in the name of the Lord Jesus. What did he touch? What did he do? Asking, he was praying and God heard him. If that's right, sir, wave your hand. The man back there that was just healed, wave your hand if that's right, if he was praying. See, no matter where you're at, have faith in God. You believe me to be his servant? You're aware, sister, that something's going on. Standing in the presence of a man would make you feel that way. Because you're a Christian, and this Holy Spirit is so close to you, because your whole face and your being becomes lit up to me. It's moving. See, I'm God's servant, you're God's servant, and God has given me a gift to express to you his love at a finished work he's done for you. See? You are a Christian. I mean a born-again Christian. All right? You're suffering with an extreme nervous condition. You get mental nervous. And your worst time is in the evening. You get real weak and sit down. You hate to see the sun get low and make streaks in the sky, but you're trying to hide your face from it. And the Satan's been telling you you're going to lose your mind from it. He's a liar. You're in the presence of Christ. Here's another thing. If you believe me to be his prophet, as you know, or his servant, that means some of people. I'm not his prophet. I'm just a man. But you also are suffering with pyrrhea of the gum. That's thus saith the Lord. And you want me to also pray what's just been praying about, that you're overweight. That's right. And you have a great request on your heart, and a loyal request. You want to be a mother to embrace a baby in your arms. That's thus saith the Lord. Go and receive it. I bless thee, my sister, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Have faith in God. Don't you doubt. I don't know you, lady. God does know you. But you believe me to be his servant? Just a minute. You got female trouble and kidney trouble. You've been sitting there praying for the last few minutes. That's a woman I seen a while ago. And you're up for an operation for it. But you refuse to have it because you prayed before you come to the meeting and said, Lord God, let me get in that line and I'll be healed. If that's right, raise your hands up to God. All right, go home and be well. Your faith makes you well. You believe me to be his servant? I don't know you. God does know you. But if he will reveal to me what you're here for, what your trouble is, will you accept it? It's all over the building, everywhere. Everyone be real, reverent. Have faith. Don't doubt. Here it goes. The little woman sitting on me in there suffering with nervousness, praying in her heart, God, let him call me. That's right, lady, with your handkerchief up. If that's what she was praying, wave your hand like this. He heard your prayer. The little lady with the white collar on, thus saith the Lord, go home. Your faith has made you well. I challenge your faith anywhere to believe it. You are here for someone else. That's a child. That's your grandchild. And your grandchild is not here. It's in another state, Georgia. And he's got some kind of a breaking out the child has, and he's got something wrong with the muscles. It's a skin disease and a muscle. That's right. And here it is, you might know that I be God's prophet. You're fixing to go to the mission fields right away. That's thus saith the Lord. Go, and God go with you, and believe with all your heart, and receive what you've asked for. You believe? I'm believing now. That back trouble left you sitting there while we're sitting there, sister. Just go on your road to kidneys, man. Just go on your road to kidneys, sister. You're healed anyhow. Don't believe in God. The heart trouble left you while you're standing here. Go on your road to rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. You're already healed. All right. Come here, lady. You're nervous. By that, it's because you have a stomach trouble, a peptic condition. You can't eat. Right. Sours on your stomach. Get acid on your teeth. That's right. I see you backing away from the table. Coffee upsets you or anything like that. It's got an acid in it. Go home and eat. Jesus Christ makes you well. Believe. All your heart. Come. Just a minute. Something happened. Be reverent. What do you think, sir? Do you believe? This man sitting here. You were deeply in prayer about something, and you were believing. I don't know you, or as I know, I've never seen you in my life, but God knows you. If God will tell me what you're praying about, do you believe me to be his prophet or his servant? You got very close things. You want God to heal them. If that's right, stand on your feet. Now, will you do something for me as a brother? Will you remind me as God's prophet? Stop smoking. God will heal you. Will you do it? Raise up your hand, promising you will. Then sit down. Don't get healed. Your heart trouble left while you're standing here. Go on your road and rejoice and say, thank you, Lord. Watch this audience here. I want to show you. A great percent of this audience is suffering with the same thing you are, nervous condition. You just go to pieces, you can't hold yourself. That's right. God's real, isn't he? Watch here. Everybody's got nervous, bothered with nervous trouble. Stand up on your feet just a minute. Everywhere. How could you ever call all of them and everyone of them believing them? Just look at that. Stand here just a minute. Just stand on your feet just a minute. We'll show you something from God. I see you trying to get off of something. It's a step. Stepping sideways. Arthritis. That's right. Everyone's bothered with arthritis anyway. Stand up on your feet. You've got a lady's trouble. You've had it for a long time. The ovary. Abscess, you have a drainage from it. There's many of those out there in the audience. Watch. Every woman suffering with lady's trouble, stand to your feet. Stand right over here. Nervousness. About ready for a break. Stand right here this minute. The nervous people's already to their feet. Oh, mercy. Here's a black shadow. Cancer. You believe God will heal you?
I know it.
You know that's right, Mother. Stand out. Everybody bothered with cancer, stand to your feet anywhere. Now there's touching in the back. I know that means that I'm about to fall, you see. So, just a minute. God knows every one of you. I've been just as honest with you as I know how to be. Have I found grace in your sight? Do you believe that I tell the truth? God backs it up to be the truth. If a man says anything, that can be one thing. But if God don't speak that it's the truth, it isn't the truth. But if He speaks it is the truth, then you believe God. Is that right? Now you do what I tell you to do. Just do as I tell you. If every sick person in here, see, look, I couldn't call all those. There's too many of them. Every one of you is believing. And listen, every one of you is healed if you believe it right now. Healing is something that Jesus done for you 1,900 years ago. What about you in the chairs with polio and stuff? Don't think you're not for your past curing. Have faith just now. I can heal you, but your life you can't hide. Believe God right now, every one of you, and stand on your feet. Believe God and accept your healing, and God will make every one of you well. If you believe it, stand up, accept it, raise up your hand, say, thank you, Lord, for my healing. Here it is, the Holy Ghost moving over the building. In Jesus Christ's name, I ask the devil to leave the building, and in every person in the divine presence may be made completely whole by the stripes and the power of the Lord.
All right. Now, I want to know that you all in this line, that's standing in the line here now, I want to ask you this question. Do you solemnly believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God? And you believe that He has risen from the dead? And He is not dead now, but He's a living. Do you believe that He can perform and do the same that He did when He was here on earth? And you believe that He has sent His Spirit into His church to continue His work on? How many of you is strangers to me? Raise up your hand. I don't know you. All right? I don't know you. All right? Was that every hand? All the hands is up if they didn't know me. All right? I am a stranger to those people. I have never seen them. How many in the building is strangers to me that I don't know you? Nobody, you don't have to be up here, just anywhere. Let's see, over half the congregation is strangers. All right? If I be then a stranger to you, I want to ask you out there in the audience, if Jesus was living today, and see if this is a scripture. One time there was a woman who had a great thing wrong with her, an issue of blood. She'd had it for about 12 years, I believe, or longer. And she spent all of her money to the doctor. Here's two girls sitting here in wheelchairs. You believe, girls, that Jesus has raised from the dead? You looking to Him tonight for help? Have you got a prayer card? It just hasn't been called yet. It's all right. Just be faithful. All right. Don't doubt. Just believe Him. If your car's not called tonight, just come back at tomorrow night. See, just keep, no matter, just keep coming. See, you'll get here. And you don't have to even have your car, just believe. Watch what takes place. And to you out there in the audience who doesn't have a prayer card, how many people here doesn't have a prayer card? Raise your hand. Look at that. Now, you without a prayer card, if these people here, I'm going to base them on the Scripture. Everything we must do must be scriptural from Genesis to Revelation. It must be God. As I spoke last night, it must be so from the beginning. Now, if you don't have a prayer, these just got a prayer card, I'm going to ask them scriptures like it met in the Bible, both men and women. And to you out there that doesn't have a prayer card, if you won't be in the line tonight, you can have prayer cards again tomorrow. But now, if you finish out as many, we'll get them through here some way and pray for them. If you just be patiently, don't be in a hurry. See, then you get to vibrating yourself. See? Just stand still, say, God, I'm here, you know me. And then you say this. There is a scripture in the Bible where this woman had an issue of blood, and she passed through a bunch of people who was trying to get her to keep still. And she wanted to get to the Master, the Lord Jesus. And she finally got to where he was, for she said in her heart, if I can touch that man's garment, I'll be made well. How many ever heard that story? Now, Jesus going along with the crowd, and after a while, the woman touched him. In her heart, she thought, what did she do then? That was her anticipation. When she touched that, she passed the sound barrier. That was it. She was free. For in her heart, she said, I've done exactly what I thought. If I do, I'd get healed. And do you believe if Jesus will make himself known tonight, you'll get the same thing? All right. I just believe, keep that in your heart. And then she walked out over in the audience somewhere, perhaps, and sit down. Jesus stopped and said, who has touched me? And they said, nobody touched you. Everybody said, we never. Everybody denied it. Nobody touched it. And Peter said, Lord, he rebuked him and said, what would you say a thing like that for? Something on this manner? Who touched you when everybody's touching you? Running against you, hello, Rabbi, glad to meet you, Rabbi. Hello, Jesus. Galilean prophet, we are so glad to meet you. How do you do? Everybody's touching. He said, that might be true, but somebody touched me different. That's the touch you want. Somebody touched me in a way that they passed the sound barrier. I felt virtue, weakness come upon me, strength went out of me. And he looked around, and in him dwelt the Spirit of God. You believe that? And he looked around over the audience until he found the person that had touched him. And he told her conditions and said that her faith had saved her. No vision? No. He just knew that her faith had saved her. Because the pull of all the faith in there, it was so much greater than her. Now, if Jesus is the same today, won't he do the same? Now, how will you know it's him? See, now you have to submit yourself. Now, here's where I have to look to the unseen. Are you the first one? Where's, who's in the hole in the line? You, Brother Neville? Oh, you're the first man. All right? Now, you can just walk a few steps closer, if you will, sir. Here is the man that I have. I believe you said we didn't know each other, so this is our first time meeting. How do I know that man? I don't. God knows as far as I know, I've never seen him in my life. There's a perfect stranger. Now, I have said that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, that's based on a lot of faith. If that's not so, then I'm found a hypocrite and the Bible a lie. Now, what do I have to do now? Look to some intellectual thing? How can I? I've got to look to the unseen.
Amen.
Well, why am I doing it? He promised it. There you are. Now you do the same. And you do the same, all of you. Do the same. It can't fail. I can fail, you can fail. But God can't fail. I hear two men met the first time in their life. Now, so it, take my time. Now, this is a scriptural scene. There was a man who went and got a man and brought him to the church where Jesus was at, and his name was Nathanael. Jesus had never saw him. So when he come up to Jesus, Jesus said, "Behold, an Israelite to whom there's no guile." If I'd say that so that you would know what I was saying, I said, "There's an honest man, a Christian believer." They'd say, "Well," he said, "Rabbi, well, you never seen me in your life. How do you know me? How did you know?" Now, not the way he was dressed, because all the Easterners dressed the same. He could have been a Greek, he could have been an Egyptian, he could have been many things, but Jesus said he's an Israelite. And he's honest, and there's no guile in him. He said, "How did you know it?" He said, "Before Philip called you, when you were under the tree, I saw you." That was Jesus yesterday. If he's the same today and dwelling in us, when he promised he would, and will make known to this man, he might be here for financial trouble. He might be a man dying. He might be a man of sin. He might be a man of righteousness. I don't know. I can't tell you. But God does know it. Then if he will make himself known here that Jesus lives and will tell the man, then let him be the judge whether it's right or not. And then, will that make all of you believe him? That he is visible here. That's his being. Now, he can't show himself in a corporal body. It's his spirit. Now, he permitted his picture to be taken there. You see that, which the scientific world has in Washington, D.C. Same angel of God, same pillar of fire, dwelt in Jesus, done the same thing to Philip or Nathaniel. The same Jesus promised to come and dwell in us and do the same works. Everybody understand well now? All right. Now, Lord, let it be known that thou art God and that we are your servants. Then you love us and you're wanting these people to believe you and to pass up all the barriers of sin in the world that they might be saved and healed for your glory. Amen. Now, just to say like Peter did at the gate called Beautiful to the man that was lame from his mother's womb, he said, "Look on us." That was just to believe, to get him to his attention, to catch his attention. Like our Lord did the woman at the well. He called her and called a conversation. He said, "Bring me a drink of water." He went on talking. Now, if I don't know you, you're just a man that's out there in the audience. And if I don't know you, and the Lord will explain to me something that you have done in your life, or what you're desiring for, finances, health, or whatever it is, and will make it truly and clearly, then you'll believe that he's here to give you what you're asking for. You'll do that? All right. Reverence now. Just being thread. Till the Holy Spirit begins to settle on us. Yes, I see this man. And I see a little person that's standing near he's in question of, or he's wanting to be prayed for. It's somebody else you want to be prayed for. That's a girl, a little girl. And you're not from this country. You're from near a big lake somewhere. It's you're from a city that's near a great city that's got a big dome. It's Buffalo, New York. You're near Buffalo, New York. You have high blood pressure. That's what's wrong with you. But you're praying for this child. You believe me to be his servant? You're Mr. Holden. That's your name. Return back and receive what you've asked for. Put that handkerchief on it. It'll be over. Do you believe Jesus Christ lives? What is it? The unseen becomes visible.
Amen.
What is that? The same Jesus, the same fruits, the same signs, the same thing that He did. Now here's a woman next. I speak to her like He did the woman at the well. Are we strangers to each other? We are. So the people know on the outside, just raise your hand up to them. This is our first meeting. We're strange to each other. Now, I don't know what the man had a few minutes ago, but whatever it was, I didn't have nothing to do with his healing. God did that. His faith did that. I had nothing to do with it. It's just a gift. For in this building now is just the same kind of angels that Gehazi seen when Elijah opened his eyes. In this building is the Lord Jesus. So don't look at what you see, look at what you don't see. Because it's a promise of God that God said He'd do this.
Amen.
And He's doing it. Now He talked to the woman just a minute until He found what her trouble was.
Amen.
And that's the way I would like to do to you, because He remains the same. If I'm a stranger and don't know you, then you'll have to be some way, some supernatural some way, to contact you. Would you believe that was your Lord? Was permitting me to do that? Now, if you want to know, there was something happened in the building just then. A healing. It's a lady sitting here, right out here in the audience. Kind of a heavy-set lady. She's got her hands up and her eyes closed to praying. She's got a bowel trouble and a back trouble. And she's praying for God to heal her. She's sitting right here, wearing glasses, a dark suit on, right at the end of this row. You just got your hands up, that's what was wrong with you. If that's right, raise your hands like that. I don't know you, do I? No, sir. We're strangers. Go home now. You touch the border of His garment. You touched Him because I'm 20 feet from Him. But you touched Him, the high priest, that can be touched by the feeling of our infirmities. Now the rest of you, there's a lady without cards, without anything, just sitting there waiting. You do the same. You are the wife of the man that was just here, because I see you both in the same house. And you're suffering with a nervous condition. Also, I see you've been to a doctor, and you've had an examination, and the examination is at the bottom part. And he says, by look, it says it's growth. And that's in the stomach and in the female organs and wants you to be operated on. But you've had faith and believed that if you'd come here and I'd pray for you, you'd be healed.
Amen.
That's right. Raise up your hands, the people see. Now he who knows her here and knows the condition, can he do it?
Amen.
Come here. Lord Jesus, grant, oh God, that her faith and joy will be filled tonight. That she will be set completely free and bring joy and salvation to those who she contacts. I send her and cast away this evil from her in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You feel different now. Just keep feeling like that and rejoicing. It'll leave you for good forever. How do you do? Just be real reverent just a moment. As far as I know, our first time meeting. But God knows us both. He knows about you and He knows about me. And if He will reveal to me what you're here for, or something that you've done that you should not have done, or something you ought to have done that you did not do, But you know that I have no idea what you're here for. If that's right, raise up your hand. But it would be have to come through some supernatural discernment. I'm so glad that he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. You're not asking prayer for yourself, though you need it. You're asking for your son. And your son is not here. He is in a large city, a big city. And it's in the east. I've been there. My last campaign was there at Philadelphia. He's a preacher. And they're going to operate on him. And they're examining for a rupture. That's thus saith the Lord. You believe that God will do what you're asking him to? Oh, eternal God, confirm the woman's faith with time and wonder. Grant the deliverance of this to what she asked for. Yeah. In Jesus Christ's name I ask it. Amen. May God give to you that what you ask for. Be reverent. A little lady with her handkerchief up to her nose praying for a trouble with her head. You believe the Lord Jesus make you well? The lady sitting right here with the man with glasses on. You believe that God will heal you, little lady, with the blue-looking dress on? Raise your hand if that's what was going to heal. Your faith makes you well. You believe Jesus Christ, God's Son, could reveal to me what you're here for? You have many things wrong with you. Very nervous. Complications. Female trouble. Ladies trouble. Almost a breakdown. Terrible condition. You're not from this city, yet you're from Indiana. Lafayette. Miss Ellison, return. Your sickness has left you. Go home and show what God has done for you. Amen. Do you believe that God can tell me what you're here for? If he will you believe him with all your heart? You're not here for yourself. You're here for that baby. If God will tell me what's wrong with that baby, will you believe me? It's a blood tumor. That's right, isn't it? You believe if I'll ask God to cast that out of the baby will live? Bow your head. Now the baby's too little to have faith, see? Oh, Lord God, they brought to you infants and you blessed them. That same Jesus stands present now. I condemn this devil that's trying to take the life of this infant child. Leave it, Satan, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the baby. Now, if it don't disbelieve, the thing will leave the baby. Have faith. Dad, sitting there with your head bowed with that gallbladder trouble? I don't know you, but he knows you. You suffer with gallbladder attacks, and you have a great pressure in your chest. If that's right, wave your hand. You believe me to be his prophet? Then go home from this meeting and never suffer with it again. Be well. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You believe me to be his servant? If God will tell me your troubles, will you believe with all your heart? Now there's something happening in the building. Just keep on believing, but there's something coming in strong, so strong. There's a colored woman standing by the side of this lady. Just keep fading. I see a colored woman She's sitting right back here. She's got arthritis and complications. She's sitting right next to Mrs. Bell there. She's got a black hat on. I don't know her. But sister, if you believe God the way He was promising, then you would believe Him. It'll be over. Now that you might know that this be the Spirit of God, the next row behind the woman, a man sitting there with trouble with his neck. If you believe, sir, God will make you well. If you'll believe it. Do you believe it? Raise up your hand. I'm a stranger to you, but He's not. See, wherever you are, just have faith in God. Can you pass that barrier of unbelief now? Can you let the Holy Ghost come right in now and take over? If you can, it can happen. That diabetes will leave you if you believe it. Go on your road and rejoice. What do you think about it? He's the lily of the valley, the morning star. If you believe for that anemic condition, it'll leave you. Do you believe it? Go on your road, rejoice then. Do you believe? Let's believe with all of our heart. If you believe, go eat your supper. That ulcer that was in your stomach has left you. Go eat. Believe. If you believe, you won't have to die. That cancer left you. You believe it? Go and rejoice. How many believes with all your heart? Stand up on your feet just now. Raise to your feet right quick. Raise up your hands, right? It's a God. Now, with one accord, pass every barrier. Believe that God is here, and the sickness and diseases shall leave. Every person, pray in your own way. Oh Lord God, Creator of heavens and earth, I now bring this to you, this audience of people. I condemn the devil. I claim that Jesus Christ, God's Son, is present. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let every unclean spirit of doubt, superstition, unbelief, and sin depart out of this building. Come out, Satan. I adjure thee by Jesus, the Son of God. Each one of you lay your hands over on one another now and pray for each other everywhere in the building, and God shall make you well. Believe it with all your heart. Lay your hands over on one another. Start praying for each other. That's it. That's the way. All that believe it, you're healed. Raise up your hands and praise God.